Limited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
O'Reilly. When you purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com, you can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping cost, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
The bus is on us. The CAT bus is free to ride. It doesn't matter if you're a student, senior citizen, or an alumni in town for a game. You can take advantage of what the CAT bus has to offer. Like getting you in and out of downtown Clemson hassle-free for a bite to eat, some shopping, or saving you money instead of riding around looking for a place to park. Take a CAT bus today to downtown Clemson for a bite to eat, or just doing some shopping with retailers and restaurants. CAT bus. The bus is on us.
The new year is here, and it's time to get ready for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you exclusively by Henry Ramirez and his staff at Upstate Medical Associates. It's coming up on March the 16th at 8 o'clock for the 5K start, then 8:15 the Half Marathon gets started. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great t-shirt this year we're giving away, plus we've got the sleeves, we've got the buffs, we've got the towel, we've got a great medal just for finishing the Half Marathon, plus it's going to be a lot of fun too. Hey, go ahead and sign up, swing by City Hall, or go by the Shavers Recreation Complex and pick up an application right there. $25 for the 5K and $50 for the half marathon. We got 313 Cafe going to be out there with the post party once you finish the 5K and the half marathon. And of course, Core 24 is right there to kind of root you along. Bradley's Jewelers is involved with a nice prize to give away. And Julian Davis will be there to kick everything off. It's going to be a fun day, March the 16th. Go ahead, strike it off your bucket list. Get your resolution for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you by Upstate Medical Associates, Henry Ramirez and his gang.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24/7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Canty Foundation Specialist has immediate openings in production. No experience necessary. Competitive pay, benefits, and training is provided. Join the Canty production team today. 864-641-0176 or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. Ramona, I want to smash my head against a concrete wall.
I don't blame you.
I
don't blame you.
I'm at a little bit of a loss, too, because all I was able to do is watch the first half. I was able to listen to the last 10 minutes or so on the radio as I came in here.
Right.
But I haven't seen any of the second half. And look, Don and Tim do a great job, but I also need to see things with my own eyes to fully understand, you know, what has happened. And I quite honestly, I can't even tell you because as of yet, I've not seen the second half. I had to be in transit to get here. So, you know, it was a dilemma of the start time. The first half, I thought Clemson played unbelievable basketball. And I thought in the way they closed the half in building a 16-point lead in scoring the last 6 points of the first half and moving that lead out to 16, I thought that they were safe. I did not envision. Now, basketball is a game of ebb and flow and runs, and you're going to get something. But, you know, the real problem for Clemson of late is they play one good half and one bad half. The first half against Syracuse was a bad half. The second half was brilliant. Here you had the first half being the good half and the second half being bad. And obviously, there were some, I guess, very questionable suspect calls down the end. People are really talking about the call with 2 seconds left in the game. Brad Brownell was outraged about it. I have not seen it. I can't even comment on it yet. So I'm looking for you right now to be my eyes. Tell me what happened, what you saw in that situation. Brad Brownell said, we obviously didn't execute things in the second half very well. I thought the kids on both teams really competed at a high level. Proud of the way our guys fought. Really disappointed with the way the game ended. Really disappointed with the way the game ended. Too much at stake for things to end like that. That's as far as you can go. I mean, without, you know, facing league wrath, it probably crosses the line because it's clear he did not like the call with 2 seconds left. People have already told me, I spoke to Kelly, who saw it, and she told me that, you know, it's kind of call you just don't make in that situation. And, you know, again, Clemson has not received the benefit of those calls. Now, to be fair, it's a little bit like the Saints situation. You know, I want to know what you saw, but the bottom line is you can't go 6 of 31 in the second half. I mean, you just can't. You go 6 of 31, you're not going to win. He scored 16 points in the second half. Now, I know Elijah Thomas was in foul trouble the entire game. I mean, what did Thomas play? Like 14 minutes? I mean, you can't have – it's been a year-long thing, which is seemingly improved of late. But if Elijah Thomas – if you told me in advance that Elijah Thomas was going to play 14 minutes, I probably would have said Clemson loses. And I thought Clemson – look, I had it wrong. I thought Clemson would win this game by double digits. And at the end of the first half – I thought, well, I hit all this. You know, Clemson came back, came all the way back, made the NCAA tournament. Now, Ramona, the LOLers may turn out to be right. The LOLers, the banished
yes.
LOLers may turn
yes.
out to be right, and Clemson may fall 2 points short of making the NCAA tournament. After all of this,
after all of this
10 games, yeah. Clemson may fall 2 points short of making the NCAA tournament. In listening to the box score, as Tim read the box score, something occurred to me as I was listening to those numbers, and I had Ramona look it up to verify because it just seemed like it's impossible. But here's a little stat within the game, stat within the stats. Marquise Reed hit 4 3-pointers. Sheldon Mitchell hit 2 3-pointers. And Reed had been shooting the ball so well that I was really confident he would play well, which he really did not. But here's the devastating part of it. Reed and Mitchell, the senior guards, went a combined 1 of 18 from 2-point range. That's impossible.
That's what it comes out.
Reed went 4 of 7. Reed hit 5 field goals in the game. He went 4 of 7 from 3-point range. And I think, what did Mitchell go? 2 for 2 from 3-point range? Was he 2 for 2? I think he was 2 for 2.
I don't remember what I saw there.
No, actually, he couldn't have been 2 for 2 because he threw up an air ball. I remember an air ball he threw up. Check that box score again. Tell me what Mitchell went. Because I thought you told me, and I thought that's what they said too, that he went 2 for 2 and then 2 for 12.
Go ahead. I got to look it up.
Yeah, find out what he went. But I think that Reed and Mitchell combined to go 1 of 18 from 2-point range. And that is almost a physical impossibility. I mean, that's virtually impossible. And, you know, in basketball, you're going to go through streaks where, you know, you go on run, the other team goes on run. That's just the way it works. But unfortunately, in the second half.
Okay. The 3.1 is what you want for Mitchell?
I want them both.
2-5.
Okay. Okay. So you went 2 of 5.
2 out of 5. Yeah.
Right.
And Reed went 4 out of 7.
Okay, yeah, you gave me that.
3 points.
Yeah, you gave me that. All right, so they combined to go 1 out of 18 from 2-point range, which is, again, virtually impossible. And with Elijah Thomas playing, how many minutes did Elijah Thomas play in the game? Check how many minutes he played in the game. Play 14 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever he played?
They've got it blank here, so they must not have it on there. They just have it blank.
I guess he didn't play enough minutes to matter. And so
it doesn't look like on this they have anybody's minutes yet.
Well, he played like 14, 15 minutes in the game, and that's impossible. But, you know, I want to know from you. I want to know what happened at the end. I want to know how you saw it. Did Clemson get hosed? I think, look, here's the problem, and here's why. Here's the distinction between what happened to the Saints and what happened to Clemson. And I fully acknowledge that. You know, if you go 6 of 31, then you leave it up to whatever happens to you in terms of the calls at the end of the game. I fully acknowledge that. But the one distinction between, for example, what happened to the Saints and what happened with Clemson is that there's just a feel that Clemson's been hosed over in many of these games, that this just happens too often. That at the end of the North Carolina game that Clemson did not get a call in a similar circumstance. And that in this game, you know, the officials dictate the end of the game by making the kind of call you generally don't make with 2 seconds left. And look, there were other things. I mean, David Skara, again, I'm going by the radio broadcast right now. And those guys do a good job. I'm just saying that I physically haven't seen it yet. But apparently, with about 30 seconds left, David Skar had his hands on a rebound, 2 hands on the ball, and lost the ball. I mean, those are winning plays. Those are the kind of plays you have to make. You can't let somebody get second and third opportunities. And at the end of the game, I mean, it just seemed like, again, this is my interpretation now. At the end of the game, it just sounded like Clemson was trying to hold the ball a little too long in looking for a shot instead of actively looking for a good shot, and got down to a lot of last second shot opportunities, which are never going to be your best shot opportunities, but simply couldn't score. And it was really neither team could score at the end of the game. And it was really, it sounded like it was just a situation where was Clemson going to be able to shut them out the rest of the way? And for the most part, for the last several minutes, that's what happened. Because Clemson was not scoring on the offensive end, and so it was totally up to your defense to wind up trying to protect a 1-point lead. And it seemed like you might get that done. I mean, NC State had the ball with a minute left and seemingly had the ball for the last minute of the game. But they, you know, again, you had a situation where if you can come up with a loose ball, if you can come up with a rebound, you might have cemented that thing away before you ever get to that foul. So, again, I want to know what you saw. I want to know how you interpreted that last call. Was the call as bad as people think it was? Brad Brownell as unhappy as I've ever seen him. I suspect it's because for him, it's been a series of calls that have gone against his team that he didn't care for. And it culminated in this deal today. And what does it mean in terms of the tournament? Because I still have people asking me that. Look, right now I think you're on the outside. So I think after all this, Clemson's going to come up 2 points short. It's not a guarantee. There are still things that could happen, but it just doesn't seem likely right at the moment. And look, there's even some sentiment regarding NC State that they won't make it based on their OOC scheduling, which was, 350th or something. So in the games they had a choice to play, they chose to play nobody. And the question is, will they be rewarded for that? Or might some team like Furman sneak in ahead of them? I don't know. This is the way basketball works sometimes, but Clemson has had a number of these halves, sort of these polar opposite halves where you just play brilliant basketball for a half. And the first half, everything going Clemson's way. Transition offense, runouts. I mean, NC State's court balance wasn't good. Clemson was killing them by pushing the ball down the court. David Scorer had two dunks ahead of the field. Newman had a basket ahead of the field. Clemson was not only shooting the ball well, they were playing brilliantly on both ends, and their transition game was killing NC State due to NC State's poor court balance. And honestly, at the half, and look, I've seen basketball games, 20-point leads in basketball games are nothing. They're surrendered all the time. But if you had asked me at the half what the likelihood of Clemson winning the game was, I would have said 99.999. I did not see that turnaround coming. I thought Clemson was playing too well and too tough. I mean, look, I knew they weren't going to go 7 of 8 from 3-point range again. They didn't need to. I mean, they need to make one more bucket. You need to score 18 points instead of 16 points. And so you didn't need a repeat performance. I mean, Dokic wasn't wrong when he basically said in the first half, whatever he said, water finds its level. He wasn't wrong. John, you'll be up first when we get back. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627.
S.H. Carter Development, Inc. is a family-owned construction and demolition company located in Greenville, South Carolina. The last name of Carter is directly associated with quality construction, and with over 50 years of experience, S.H. Carter Development, Inc. strives daily to meet the expectations that are associated with the family name. S.H. Carter is a licensed general contracting firm that specializes in demolition and roll-off container rental in the upstate South Carolina area. S.H. Carter prides itself on honesty and integrity to achieve a high standard of work. S.H. Carter, Inc.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
With all of these college football transfers, doesn't it make you want to make a change yourself? If Jalen Hurts and so many other players can do it, why can't you? Enter the home transfer portal with me, Jana Candler, with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway. Let me show you where the grass is greener with a new home that fits your individual or family's needs. Call me today at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers!
The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is the greatest betting event of the year. Whether you like filling out a bracket, picking a national champion, predicting first-round upsets, or all of the above, MyBookie is the perfect home for your March Madness fun. Will Zion Williamson and his teammates cement their legacy at Duke with a title? Can Virginia get past its loss to a 16 seed last year? And can Kentucky get back to the Final Four? If you know the answers, or even if you don't, MyBookie is the place to get in on the action. They have something for everyone, even you. Multiple bracket guy. MyBookie has been in business for years. Their goal is to give you the best customer service in the business. And the best part is, they pay out fast when you win. I'm talking 48 hours. Bet with the best. Then kick back and enjoy March Madness while you watch your picks cash in. Deposit with MyBookie today with promo code RADIO for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's promo code RADIO. With MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.
The 2018 model blow-off sale rolls on at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers rest, like an F-150 XLT with chrome package. Suggested retail at $43,260. Sale priced at just $33,999. We're talking great deals at George Coleman Ford, with the fourth generations of Colemans taking great care of you. The 18 model blow-off sale at George Coleman Ford.
Everyone qualifies. Offer good through April 4th, 2019.
Ready for a deal on same-day delivery? Time for a Target Run. Now you can have Target Run to you when you start your free two-week trial of Shipt Today. Same-day delivery shops the cart you create and delivers it fast, so you can fill up your fridge with your phone. It's easy. Get more delivered same day and enjoy a two-week trial free. Learn more at target.com/shipt. That's S-H-I-P-T. Target Run and done. Offer valid for new annual members.
So cold to make it in this world. Yeah, you're a natural, living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
'Cause you're a
with Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else, plus a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, whoa. Let's talk about this.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
You know, this old world is full of singers, but just a few are chosen to tear your heart out when they sing. Imagine life without all your radio heroes, like the outlaw that walks through Jesse's dream. No, there'll never be another.
Walt up to the Road Rage. I'm watching that final play right now. Trapp reaches in a little at the top of the drive. That was not called. And then on the drive, there's sort of a second little reach in with his left hand, but I don't believe he even made contact on that second little reach in. And that caused the shooter to shoot the ball in his left hand and miss the shot. You can't make that call. You can't make that call with 2 seconds left in the game. You just can't. I mean, there was more contact on the Mitchell drive versus UNC than there was on that situation. And if you didn't call it up top, and if you had called it up top, then it's not a shooting foul. And Clemson wasn't in the penalty, so you would have been forced to inbound the ball. But you can't call it on the shot. You can't call it on the shot. John, how are you?
I'm good, and you.
Hey, John.
I was going to make three points and let you comment, but you just commented on one of them. So think about what you just said. Last shot at home against UNC, there's contact and there's not a foul.
Yep.
Today you're on a neutral site. Well, I don't know if it's neutral if you ever play in North Carolina. But anyway, let's say it's a neutral site. Maybe a touch at the start of the drive, and they call a foul. Now, that's just really not possible. Like you said, they're not supposed to call that. That was my first point. Second point is, two or maybe three fouls on Eli were not fouls. The last foul, he didn't touch him. One of them was a flop, a downright flop, like Duke used to do, or maybe still does. And then there's phantom fouls. Now, think about one of them. He's driving. They call a foul on him. He's going to score, so we don't get the 2 points. The very next possession, you go to the other end, and the same situation occurs. It's a no-call, and they score two. That's a difference of 4 points right there. Now, last thing I wanted to make. Someone said, well, maybe you shouldn't lose a 16-point lead. If you do, you deserve to lose. Well, see, I'm of the persuasion, if they don't call those old crazy phantom fouls on Eli, it's not even close. We win going away. See, when Eli's on the court, it makes all the difference in the world. Now, I'll let you comment on it, but Walt is just, I'm just getting sick and tired of being sick and tired of the way they do Eli. Yeah, he fouls some, but a lot of those fouls are nothing more than phantom. It's like they say, we're going to have to get Eli out of the game so we can equalize this thing, because he's a dominant force down low, and they have to collapse on him, which means he kicks it back out, and there's open shots in second half where they weren't because he's not in there. Comments.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, John. I think there were at least two calls on Eli Thomas that weren't fouls, and this is a continuing, ongoing issue. And, you know, part of it is I think officials have a hard time refereeing big guys. I don't think they understand how to referee big men, and every little contact winds up being called a foul when a bigger guy is being guarded by a little guy or vice versa. And I think that's a problem I've long seen in basketball collegiately. Something I always worry about tournament time, especially if you're a team that has a strong baseline and is how you're going to be officiated. But with Eli Thomas, it's been an ongoing thing. And I think once you get a reputation for it, then I think officials tend to even look for it even more. And there's another element of this game from a consistency standpoint, at least it seems to me. I mean, the first half, the whistles didn't stop blowing. I mean, there was a stretch there that it was just unbelievable. I mean, they called foul after foul after foul, and then later in the game until the 2 seconds. See, that's the other problem. The last 5 or 6 minutes, they stopped blowing whistles altogether. You know, they there weren't any calls, and then suddenly, obviously Clemson fouled intentionally a couple times there at the end, but other than that drive with 2 seconds left, that ran absolutely counter to the way the game had been officiated in the last 5 minutes.
Exactly, and as a player, how do you adjust to that?
It's a problem. There's no question it's a problem.
All right. Thanks for letting me
be. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. No, I understand. Look, people are frustrated. I get it. Carolina D says same thing as killed Silva. It is. Silva, fouls per minute, Silva's amongst the leaders in the country. And it has been an ongoing problem with South Carolina as well. And I think officials have difficulty refereeing big guys. And once you get a reputation as a fouler, whether deserved or otherwise, then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I think to a degree, that's what we saw. I think as usual, I'll tell you, every game I see Eli Thomas commit 4 or 5 fouls, there's always two that aren't fouls. There's always two that aren't fouls. And they just don't let you make any contact at all. There was a situation in the first half where Eli Thomas was trying to establish post position, and there was a little contact, I thought, both ways, but I thought it was largely harmless. And, of course, I think he put out his arm on that one, as I remember now, so maybe that one was justified. But there are at least two in that game, as usual, that weren't justified. And that call at the end in watching that replay, I mean, if you were going to call anything, you had to call it on the ground up top, which would have meant you had to inbound the ball with 3 or 4 seconds left, and you probably weren't going to get any shot. So if you were going to call it, you had to call it then. You couldn't call it on the shot because there didn't appear to be any contact whatsoever on the shot. And not to mention, he's out of control and he winds up going to his left hand. And people are saying, he went to his left hand because of the reach. The last reach didn't touch him that I could see. There was no contact at all. So he was out of control and he went to his left hand in sort of a fadeaway garbage shot. And you rewarded him by putting him at the line. Well, that's the definition of out of control. Mike and Paul right now. Mike, how are you?
Good. How about you?
Hey, Mike, appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I was just going to call about the Clemson State game. One thing that I don't know if I've heard anybody say, and I may have missed it, but Clemson, I don't think the fouls cost them the game. I think because they shot 19% in the second half, cost them the ball game.
Yeah, I already said that.
Okay. All right. Well, I just missed that then. But anyway, that and, I mean, State up in Raleigh, they run into the same thing. Normally, they have more fouls than anybody else. I don't know what the totals are this time, but, I mean, Clemson had, what, three fouls or four fouls and had to get three more just to even get them to the free throw line or either just to use up all their fouls. So, I mean, call them fouls. I mean, I think they both – Clemson State gets just as many fouls called on them.
Oh, yeah, but I think the question, Mike, is was that a foul with 2 seconds left? Is that a foul you call with 2 seconds left?
No, I don't think that cost them the game, that last one. I mean, you know, that 19%, you're not going to win a ball game hardly.
Well, it didn't. You know, it didn't in that you're 100% right that there were other elements that Clemson could control that they didn't control. On the other hand, if you don't put them at the line, Clemson actually wins the game. Right?
Yeah. That time. But, I mean, there's, you know, that's not the only call in the ball game.
No, but it's the call with 2 seconds left. You know, again, it's a little like the Saints situation, except that Clemson feels like they get hosed a lot in the ACC in situations like that at the end of games.
I know NC State gets hosed a lot. There's no question about it. You look at their stats, most of their totals, they have overwhelming fouls to anybody else does, and people shoot free throws. Probably, I think Clemson in the last game probably shot twice as many free throws as they did in the game in Raleigh.
Yep. All right, Mike, congratulations.
All right. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah, I mean, look, NC State played better defensively in the second half. Thomas playing 14 minutes or whatever it was, a killer. But Mitchell and Reed can't go 1-8-18 from two-point range either. You know, so there's that. I mean, texture 328, you can say that 100 times. And if you actually stop and listen for a second, I've already said that. I've acknowledged it 50 times. So stop whining and stop sending me your little baby texts. Grow up. I'm not in the mood for you today. Listen to what I'm saying. I've already acknowledged the second half shooting as primary reason one. Acknowledged it, said it repeatedly. Already talked about Mitchell and Reed going 1-for-18 repeatedly. That still does not change the discussion of whether there was a foul called with 2 seconds left or not. They're independent of one another, and they're both being discussed, and they're both being acknowledged. So stop sending me your 27 tweets saying the text saying the same thing. Go play with your crayons. Paul.
Well, I'm not going to make you mad, but, you know, that was one of the points I was going to make. But do you think they have a chance to still get in?
I doubt
it. Maybe the play-in game?
I doubt it. I think as of now, it's unlikely. You know, could things still happen that wind up putting Clemson in? Maybe. I mean, I'm not going to rule it out. I'm still going to be interested to see Sunday what happens at the end. But
St. Mary's knocking off Gonzaga.
That didn't help. And this is what you could control. You know, so that's the problem. I mean, you still had control at the end of this whole season. Somehow, you still wound up with control. And you couldn't close the deal in the second half, and that's been a continuing theme. I'll admit that.
Yeah, well, you know, just have to wait and see. It's going to be, you know, going to be a long few days here to see what happened. But you know, you was talking about Silver a while ago for South Carolina.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, he needs 3 more fouls, I think it is, and he'll lead the all-time NCAA in fouls. I think he needs 3. I was in Columbia today, and I was listening to one of their shows, and I think if he gets 3 more, he will go ahead in all time.
Yeah, I'm confident he can get that. You know, again, I think officials have real – it's one of my worries every year. Remember a couple years ago when Gonzaga played North Carolina, I was worried about that element. I'm worried about how officials officiate big men. And if you're a team that is baseline strong or you have a dominant low block player, I'm always worried at tournament time about how officials are going to handle officiating big men. And I think it's been an ongoing problem for Thomas and Silva. Now, let me say, they're not exonerated in all this. They both also commit a lot of stupid fouls.
Thomas made a stupid foul there in the last about 6 seconds where he reached out and grabbed the guy. I mean, about 8 seconds, I think. He should have, and that fouled him out, you know. Then they could have used him to, you know, in those last few minutes. I just thought that was the dumbest foul he in a while that he did. But,
yeah,
you know,
hey, look, things happen. Yeah, listen, there's no question that that foul was enormous. Again, I've not seen that foul yet, but there's no question that was enormous because, again, if Thomas is still on the court at the end on that last drive, he may have blocked that shot, and he certainly might have prevented Trapp from even being involved in the play at the end. You know, that whole last situation with the last couple seconds, that might not have worked in NC State's favor if Thomas was still on the court.
That's what I was saying. You know, you're talking about Silva, though. I tell you what, that guy's he is tough. I mean, he rebounds.
He is tough.
Block
both
shots.
Of them are tough. Thomas
and, you know, I hear some people say that he may not even be drafted. Do you think that he would be drafted, that Thomas would be drafted ahead of Silver? Do you think that?
I think that, I think either guy would be a round two situation if someone is interested in him. Their games are very good at the collegiate level. I'm not sure they translate quite as well to the pro level.
If I understand, I don't think Silva played to like his junior year in high school, never picked up a basketball or something like that. It was kind of, I was listening to talk about that. But I think, you know, I hate to say it, he's Gamecock, but he is a great player. There's no doubt about that. He kind of reminds me of us.
It's a very similar situation. For either team, when one of those two guys is not on the court, they're not at all the same team.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of old Jimmy Foster. That's way ahead of your time, though, Walt. I used to play a little pickup ball with years ago. He was from Greenville, and he played with Gamecocks, and he was like always called him a trash can man because he always picked up loose baskets. But a pretty good ball player, wound up, I think, going to Australia somewhere playing. But I also worked with his dad at one time. But Silver reminds me a lot of Jimmy Foster. But I just wanted to see what you thought, Walt.
No, I appreciate the call, Paul. I appreciate the way.
Right,
by the way, I appreciate the way you handled it, too.
Well, you know, like I say, Walt, I shouldn't say what I said. I kind of feel bad. And I know Coach Brownell, he don't listen to me, but you know, in a way, I shouldn't have said what I did. I was just frustrated.
No worries.
You know,
I understand. Look, I understand the frustration. No worries. It's all good. All good. Appreciate your call. Thank you, Paul. Look, I get the frustration. I mean, it's been a frustrating season. No one's more frustrated than this group of players and this coach. I don't think it changes anything. I mean, I still think Clemson is one of the better basketball coaches in the ACC. And it's been a difficult year. A lot of these games late have just gone against them. And again, I think today is the culmination of it all because I just think the play in the second half, look, they are a different team without Thomas, but the play in the second half was just so suspect. Again, I haven't seen it. I have not yet seen the second half. I won't get to see it until tonight. So it's hard for me to comment on it in an educated fashion. I watched the first half. I know what happened. I did not imagine we would ever be getting to that situation. I mean, I had it wrong. I thought Clemson would win this game by double digits. And at halftime, I thought I was 100% right again. And obviously something changed in the second half. Part of it is not having Thomas, but even without Thomas, you know, a 16-point lead, you've got to be able to protect. And it's, if you go 6 of 31, you know, you've left it up to that situation at the end. You know, if you hit two more shots, you don't need to worry about what happens at the end of the game. And that's the tough part about it. And again, the Reed and Mitchell, 1 of 18 from 2-point range. If you had told me that before the game, I would have said, there's no way. First of all, I wouldn't have believed it. But that happened. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
The Bojangler Fish Filet Sandwich is back at Bojangles. Get two for just $5.
Hi, friends. This is Don Munson for Engineered Sleep, 627 Congrey Road in Greenville. I'm almost embarrassed to tell you, for over 30 years, my wife and I slept on the same mattress. Well, thank heaven for Engineered Sleep. We went to their showroom and had a custom mattress built to our specs for half the cost. Our sleep has never been so good. So if you want the best night's sleep possible, go see the fine folks at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congrey Road in Greenville, or check out their website, engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
The 2018 model blowout sale rolls on at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less than drivers rest. Like an F-150 XL with power equipment and sync. Suggested retail at $30,900. Sale price at just $24,999. We're talking great deals at George Coleman Ford, with the four generations of Coleman taking care of you. The 18 model blowout sale at George Coleman.
Everyone qualifies. Offer good through April 4th, 2019.
The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is the greatest betting event of the year. Whether you like filling out a bracket, picking a national champion, predicting first-round upsets, or all of the above, MyBookie is the perfect home for your March Madness fun. Will Zion Williamson and his teammates cement their legacy at Duke with a title? Can Virginia get past its loss to a 16 seed last year? And can Kentucky get back to the Final Four? If you know the answers, or even if you don't, MyBookie is the place to get in on the action. They have something for everyone, even you. Multiple bracket guy. MyBookie has been in business for years. Their goal is to give you the best customer service in the business. And the best part is, they pay out fast when you win. I'm talking 48 hours. Bet with the best. Then kick back and enjoy March Madness while you watch your picks cash in. Deposit with MyBookie today with promo code RADIO for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's promo code RADIO. With MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.
If you haven't signed up for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, you need to go ahead and make a commitment to do it. Whether it's a bucket list, a resolution, maybe you've never thought about running a 5K, but you've always wanted to, well, you can do it. Sign up today, $25, and you're going to get a great gift bag. Things like a dry fit shirt, a sleeve. If you don't know what that is, you can go online, you can check it out. Also, a buff that goes over your face when it's cold outside running. And we've got some more great prizes to give away, too. Julian Davis is going to be there as the start of the race. Bradley's Jeweler is going to give away a nice prize, and Henry Ramirez is going to be there greeting you with a smile once you finish the 5K and the half marathon, and a finisher's medal for the half marathoners. And we got cash prizes. It's Race for the Green. Come on out, spend St. Patrick's Day with us, March 16th at Schaefer's Recreation Complex. If you want to check out the website, you can do it. Find out more information at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, March 16th. Sign up today.
Ready for a deal on same-day delivery? Time for a Target Run. Now you can have Target Run to you when you start your free two-week trial of Shipt Today. Same-day delivery shops the cart you create and delivers it fast, so you can fill up your fridge with your phone. It's easy. Get more delivered same day and enjoy a two-week trial free. Learn more at target.com/shipt. That's S-H-I-P-T. Target Run and done. Offer valid for new annual members.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours, or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
If you're super passionate about buying or selling a house and need a get-back coach like Coach Venables, then call me, Jana Candler, with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway Seed and Joiner, 313-6990. Go Tigers!
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
All right, listen up.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
People are outraged, I can tell you that. Text line is filled with them. So is my Twitter feed of people just not happy about that call with 2 seconds left. And it's not just an isolated thing. It's people are relating it back to prior incidences. And it doesn't work both ways. And I get it. You know, having watched it, I just don't think you can make that call with 2 seconds left. I hadn't seen it before. Ray from Anderson says, and maybe here's your best proof, Ramona. Gamecock fan, no one likes to see Clemson lose more than me, but that was bogus. Yes, Clemson played an awful second half, but no way a ref should make that call at that point in the game when you have choked on the whistle the whole second half. Only 8 fouls combined the first 19 minutes of the second half. That has to be a let them play it out. So there's a Gamecock fan, Ramona, who's saying he loves to see Clemson lose. You can't make that call. And he's right. You can't make that call. Yeah, I've answered that question 100 times, Tyler, so, you know, save that text. What do you want me to say, Tyler? I mean, we've had almost everything right all year. Yeah, right. I've already acknowledged a million times that I had Clemson much higher and that it didn't work out that way, that I had it wrong. What would you like, Tyler? Why don't you send me that text a few more times? You can get in 654-7627. Actually, I'm guessing that's actually not Tyler. I'm pretty sure I know who that is. You can get in 654-7627. You want to get in the conversation. But people are really unhappy with the call at the end of the game. And again, I understand it. I also understand the other argument that you can't go 6-31. Even with Xavier Thomas or with Eli Thomas on the bench for most of the game. I mean, when that guy plays 14 minutes, Clemson's going to experience some difficulties. That's just the way it is. And you still thought you had enough margin, enough leeway to be able to bring that thing home. And look, even to the last few seconds, I thought Clemson might win it. It doesn't sound like Clemson got a very good shot off in the last 2.9 seconds. Just as any way, these projections have been way off. Clemson could still get in, maybe. Would they consider the close loss aspect? You know, that's what you have to hope for. For the most part, these people who spend a lot of time projecting the tournament brackets, they do a pretty good job at it. Because it's just putting the pieces together, and as long as you spend the time doing it, you get a pretty accurate read. I mean, right now I'm of the opinion that it's highly unlikely, but we'll see. I mean, there's still more basketball to be played, and there still may be some strange elements of this. I mean, one of the strange elements could be that NC State could still get left out. Because the OOC was so pathetic. You know, again, NC State is benefiting from the new net system because in the prior system, they're like 90th or something. And so, the RPI would have had NC State totally out of this. And NC State's like 20 points worse than any team in their situation, 20 places worse than any team in their situation has ever got in the field. So there's that. Kerry says, Walt, when it comes to basketball, I just sit back and listen to you. You know your basketball. Thank you, Kerry. I appreciate the kind words. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. Hey, it doesn't always go like you think. Last night didn't go like I thought or like anyone else thought. Gonzaga lost to St. Mary's after previously beating St. Mary's by 48 points. And we're going to get to that in a little bit, too. I have a lot of football stuff I want to get to. You can get in on this. You know, someone's asked me, is it better that Clemson goes to the NIT and plays longer? No, not with a senior-oriented team. No, this is a team that was built for the NCAA tourney. And no, I don't see any benefit in going to the NIT. This is a team that didn't want to be in the NIT. You know, I think that they'll welcome the opportunity now if that's where they wind up. But even then, I'm not necessarily convinced that would go well because it would be a really disappointing end. It would be a really disappointing end. You know, we'll see how it plays out. There's still more games to be played. You had control of the situation, and had you won today, you were definitely in the tournament, and the second half just could not have gone worse. Texas says, can we now fire Brad Brownell? No, of course not. Why would he do that? No, of course you can't. I mean, you have one of the better coaches in the ACC, and people can say whatever they want. You're not cheating. You're doing it the right way, and you have a highly competitive program. So, you know, because a couple games didn't work out at the end, no, you're not firing Brad Brownell. I mean, that's not happening. So if there are some of you out there that you think that's what this means, you can forget it. If you're actually Clemson fans. And you know, someone else asked me about what about the future of Clemson basketball? You know, I had multiple people ask this. One just asked, what will next year and the year after look like? And then I was also asked, well, if Clemson played that badly without Eli Thomas, what would it look like next year? Well, there are some other pieces. There are a lot of other pieces that are going to have to be mixed in, and we'll see how it plays out. I recently watched the film on all three young players, and I think Clemson has real talent in those three kids. But even in the existing pieces, there has been vast improvement in these individual players. Clyde Trapp is a totally different player than when he arrived at Clemson. Clyde Trapp can actually handle the ball and potentially as a primary ball handler. And I never would have imagined that when I first saw Clyde Trapp. He's also greatly improved his perimeter shooting. So he's a player who's just going to continue to get better because it's clear he has work ethic. It's clear he has work ethic. By the way, Ramona, Texas says, this is another Gamecock fan, Mike and Anderson, Ramona. Southpaw Mike and Anderson, as a Gamecock fan, not only do you not make that call, that foul was not in the act of shooting. It should have been on the floor. See, so you even have Gamecock fans who are hating that call.
Right.
People who want Clemson to lose and yet acknowledge that that call was a bad call. And again, it was. It was. So there's that. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. But I think when you look to next year and beyond, I think Hunter Tyson is going to be one of the better shooters to ever play at Clemson. And I think he's a versatile player. I think that Newman is going to be the new Scara, maybe an even more athletic version of Scara. I think he's going to be terrific as a defensive stopper, and he has some offensive ability as well. It just hasn't quite clicked in or blossomed yet. He doesn't have a bad shot. So I think he'll fill that role. I think Trapp and Newman give you unbelievable length and athleticism on the perimeter. I think all three of those new players are going to be really good. I think White is a talent. I wouldn't have been opposed to seeing White play more and see him play more late in this game today because I think White plays really hard and he's really skilled on the offensive end. I think he's become a better player defensively. By the way, I'm on a texter 980 writes, these people wanting to fire Brownell are morons. I'm tired of hearing this discussion of fire Brownell. He's a solid coach. I would agree. But, you know, everybody has their opinion. you know, I think that you look at some of these pieces next year, and then the hidden piece, the piece that people don't know yet, is the Jonathan Bear piece. And I think Bear is going to be a real problem for the ACC. Bear is a really skilled 6'9", 6'10 guy who can shoot the ball out to 25 feet, has great touch, can put it on the floor. I think he's going to be a big-time problem for ACC teams starting next year. And he's sort of the secret weapon that Brownell has had in reserve. And I think there's that. You want to get in again, 654-767. Let me get to Glenn here quickly. Glenn, how are you?
Good, well, how you doing?
Good, Glenn. Appreciate you getting in.
Good in a way. Just kind of sick to the stomach right now.
No, I understand.
Watching that game, I'm just, you know, you watch what's going on, and I am not one to blame referees, but I'm going to tell you, the refereeing in that game towards the end there, it was just absolutely absurd. I mean, there was calls and calls and calls that I'm looking at, and I'm just scratching my head. I mean, these guys, they couldn't turn around without these referees calling something on them. And I'm not going to blame it all on that. But, boy, I'll tell you, it sure didn't help.
Well, you know, I think there was an inconsistency to the officiating anyway, because the first half there was a run where it was nothing but whistles. And then for 19 minutes in the second half, there were no fouls called. And then at the end of the game, you know, you make that call. And I...
And you got one call on one end of the court is a foul, and same play, you go down the other end of the court.
Oh, yeah, that was on the Thomas post-up on the one end,
yes,
when they called Thomas for sort of a clear-out,
yes,
on the post-up, and then you went right down the other end and had the exact same thing happen, and you got the opposite
and
call.
And I'm scratching my head.
Yeah, that's true. That happened.
Unbelievable, dude. I tell you, you know what? I'm proud of the guys. They're a good team. And like I said, you know, I'm not one of these guys, oh, it's the refs, it's the refs, the refs. But I'll tell you what, the refs did not help. They did not help at all.
Yep, I would agree with that.
All right, well, I appreciate you, man.
Thank
Love
you,
the show. Talk
thank
to you later.
Appreciate the kind words. Yeah, I mean, I mean, that's the bottom line. Both things are true. They're not mutually exclusive. Both things are true. Clemson put themselves in that situation by going 6 of 31, making 4 of the last, or 8 of the last 41 shots in the game. 8 of the last 41 shots. Meter Mitchell, 1 of 18 from two-point range. All these things are true. All those things are true. It's also true that call was a bad call, and you can't make that call with 2 seconds left. Again, they're not mutually exclusive. Both can be true. Both are true. And so, you know, that's how you wound up where you did. Steve, you'll be up first as soon as we get back. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep.